أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار، نور على نور، يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم. صدق الله العظيم. The last ayah we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this Quran and the verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ, that these verses of the Quran Kareem are clear, they're absolutely unambiguous, and they are manifest. In the ayat that we discussed today, ayat number 35 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses some aspects of the believer and how that believer gains his nur and his guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nur of the skies and the earth. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. The example of his nur is like a niche, and in that niche is a lamp. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. The lamp is contained in a glass. Az-zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durri. And the glass is like a shining, glittering star. Yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakah. And then that lamp is lit by the oil of the blessed tree, zaytunatin, the oil of which, la sharqiyatin wala gharbiya, is neither to the east nor to the west. The oil is of such a nature, yakadu zaytuha yudhi, that it almost lights on its own, walau lam tamsashu nar, even though fire does not touch it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example, making the statement that Allah Himself is Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is light. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains that the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here is that light which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfers to the hearts of the believers, to the hearts of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the example in the next part of the ayah, that the example of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like a niche. A niche is that recess in the wall that we used to find in the old days, in which people used to put their lamps or their candles. So that is that niche that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Some of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that that is actually referring to the believer, or the bosom or the chest of the believer. What is found within the believer, what is found within the chest of the believer, fiha misbah, is the lamp and the lantern. And this is the nur of hidayat and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords to each and every believer. According to some, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this light to each and every person that is born, like in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra, that every child that is born on the fitrat of deen, on the natural inclination towards deen. But obviously the environment plays an important role, the parents play an important role, that either then they make him a Yahud or a Nasara, when he begins to follow their deen. So this is that guiding light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the believer. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further speaks about the heart of the believer. Allah speaks about this light that Allah ta'ala gives, that in this lamp and the lantern that Allah speaks about, Allah says it is contained in a glass which is glittering like a star. Now the glass itself is lit already. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat further speaks about the lamp,
the lamp also needs to be lit. There has to be light around it or a light within it so that it will begin to shine. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of that olive oil that is so pure, so cleansed, so clean, that that oil itself is almost lit on its own. And now that is already almost lit, the glass itself is already shining before even the light goes. And this is the nur of hidayat and nur of tawfiq that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala affords the believers. In Fathul Bari there is one narration that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things in darkness, Allah ta'ala creates people in darkness. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then shone His light towards the creation and towards insan, and whoever then acquired the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acquired iman and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever was deprived of it, was obviously deprived of iman. This is that light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allahumma ja'alli nura, O Allah, make me nur. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to make this dua, and in various other hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the nur in his eyes, in his ears, in the limbs of his body, in his bones. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam made persistently this dua, nur in front of me, nur behind me. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also sought this nur and this guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short and brief, we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is light, Allah ta'ala is nur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then created this nur into the hearts of the believers, and the believers have this nur, which is known as nur hidayat, the nur of guidance or the nur of tawfiq, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nurun ala nur, that this is now light upon light, that on the one hand, Allah ta'ala gave man that ability to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat, the ability to bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ability to practice according to the commandments of Allah in the tariqah and in the method of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously that guiding light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.